Blackstone Audio presents Lucy by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Charlotte Anne Dorr. For my sister, Tilda Chesney. Chapter 1. Lucy Balfour set down her heavy pails of brambles and straightened her slim back. Surely she had gathered enough to make jam for the whole winter. The hillside fell away beneath her feet to the blue waters of the loch and the grey town of Marysburg. Rising through the still golden autumn air, she could hear the faint strains of the German band playing in the park. A steamer moved out from the pier, trailing its long column of smoke behind it as its paddles churned up the still waters and sent the reflections of town and mountains scattering and sparkling. The air was heavy with the smell of damp leaves, pine, and wood smoke. Larks trilled high above, and wasps droned in the bushes, and all the while, the rumpty-tiddly, jolly sound of the band far away made Lucy long to be with her friends, showing off their best dresses and casting sidelong glances at the boys as they paraded up and down over the smooth grass between the rhododendron bushes. No matter what her friends planned to do with their Saturdays, Lucy's mother, almost perversely it appeared to Lucy, seemed to arrange something else. The whole of the precious Saturday morning had been taken up with housework, and she had been looking forward to a free afternoon now that her French lessons with Miss Johnston were finished. But Mrs. Balfour had folded her work-worn red hands, wrinkled from the washing-up soda,